Well, Jordanian security forces have fired tear gas to disperse Syrian refugees protesting poor living and health conditions at a camp in northern Jordan. Police officials have said the riot started after the Syrian refugees tried to attack the storehouse of a Norwegian charity which was distributing aid. The policeman was reportedly injured. Frequent protests over poor living conditions have occurred at the Za'atari camp since it opened in July last year. The camp houses more than 90,000 Syrian refugees. Last Sunday, refugees in Za'atari fought over tents being distributed by some Norwegian charity. Jordan is currently hosting some 340,000 Syrian refugees. It has said it is setting up a second refugee camp northeast of the capital, Amman. Joining us to discuss this further from studios in Washington is a former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst, James Jatras. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Jatras. Now, taking a look at the reports that are coming out, these refugees are living in dire circumstances where aid is clearly not reaching them and is not enough. Now, the West is pouring in millions of dollars to help these so-called insurgents which are fighting for democracy, or call you what may. However, there is no help going to these refugees which are basically paying the price for this crisis.
I think that's basically right. Anytime you have this kind of international crisis, and especially one where outside powers are supporting their own favored forces within a country, they're more concerned about the political outcome than they are about the suffering of innocent people, even if those people are neutral in the fight or maybe support one side or the other, but they're essentially collateral damage. They're people that really don't matter, except to the extent that they can be used for perhaps propaganda purposes.
Right, then where does this leave the plight of ordinary Syrians in any future Syria which falls under the control of these rebels?
It doesn't leave them in a very good place. It is part of the obscenity of war, the obscenity of civil war, and it's hard to see how we're talking about thousands and thousands of people who are going to have great difficulty putting their lives back together, even in the most favorable circumstances for the outcome of this war. And I don't think anybody sees a favorable outcome of this war on the horizon anytime soon.
Well, considering that, the situation of these refugees, not just in Jordan, but in other neighboring countries as well, is only going to get more dire, so to speak. To what extent do you see this becoming worse before the international community and the West specifically wakes up and realizes what's happening?
I think it will become worse, and let's remember that, as I said, refugees can always be used for propaganda purposes, just like the suffering of civilians in a civil war zone can be turned into the Assad regime is killing its own people. Never mind that the rebels and the foreign fighters are killing Syrian people too. It will be assumed that all of these refugees are people fleeing the government, not necessarily people fleeing the rebels or fleeing the fighting in general. So again, it's something that lends itself to being politicized, and we should expect this also.
Indeed, and speaking of which, do you think that the mainstream Western media has done its part in bringing this plight of these refugees to front and center of the debate?
No, not particularly. The refugee question has not played all that strongly here in the West. In a way, maybe that's a hopeful sign in the sense that it has not been politicized to the extent it might have. I can remember, for example, in 1999 during the Kosovo War, there was all this pointing at, look at all the refugees, we have to do something, even though the refugees were largely a product of the American policy. So maybe the fact that they haven't pointed to the refugee crisis is the beginning of some kind of a reasonable assessment of what's going on, but it's a rather cruel one.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst James Jatras there joining us from studios in Washington. Mr. Jatras, many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.